What's going on, guys? You are now listening to episode 15 of True to Size.
What's going on, family? My name is Alan Martinez, and I am joined by my brothers, Lawrence Hopkins. It was the win today. Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
Oh, I thought you were going to continue the win. Joel Hernandez. Was that Joel?
It's a horse.
Caballo. We are Canada Got Soul, and today we have another guest for you guys.
Another one.
My voice is going higher. His name is Arvin.
Yo.
Some of you may know him as Abaliot on the Instagrams.
Abaliot.
Hi, Arvin.
That is me. Hello.
You guys are listening to the 15th episode of True to Size. And on this episode, dang, we got like quite a bit to cover from a full set of picks for This Week in Kicks. Some crazy lineups. We recap some crazy lineups. Well, Lawrence does some special deliveries. And then we get to learn more about our guest, Arvin, and his life that revolves around sneakers. Before we even get to the fire round, I got a cool message last week. I meant to say it on last week's podcast. I'm sorry. But this is from Tyler Quinn 67, and his message says, "Yo, what up? Love from Scotland."
Yo!
Yeah!
Crikey!
That's way off.
Wow. Righteous, dude.
That's more like it, yeah. For sure. That sounds like a Scottish accent.
Scottish. No, it's more like, "You'll take our lives, but you'll never take our lives."
Tyler, I'm so sorry, Tyler.
Braveheart, what up, Braveheart?
For real, though, yo, shout out to all our worldwide listeners.
Yo, that's crazy. We're
mostly in Canada, probably, and one from Scotland. Thank you.
Tyler, let us know your favorite color of plaid.
All right, let's go to the fire round. This one comes from I am Dan Man.
Again,
Did I ask this one already?
No.
If you had a chance to dedicate a shoe, like the Aunt Pearl KD, who would you dedicate to, and what would the theme of the shoe be?
Whoa.
His answer is he dedicated his shoe to his brothers. One got him into the sneaker game, and both are huge Raptors fans, so he'd want a shoe that they can all rock to games together.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. 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 Lawrence's eyes were like, "How do I answer this?"
Oh, okay, fine.
Alvin, okay.
You
want to
go
ready?
All sentimental and shit, Dan? I got one for you, bruh.
Here we go.
I would like to dedicate it to my three brothers from Canada Got Soul. And I would like to create a colorway for Canada Got Soul. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap shot.
Yeah, I know. That was easy stuff.
That's a good one.
Oh, it was easy? You didn't think about it, though.
I did.
No, you didn't.
But then I decided with that answer was I would hope that we would all design that shoe together.
So my answer.
Thanks, Lawrence.
I'm dedicated to myself.
Sucker. Ain't nobody deserve it but me, baby.
I'm my biggest idol. I look up to me.
I love me.
That's a legit answer.
No, yeah, well. That's a very thought-inducing question, and I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Really?
That's deep, man.
But I definitely would go with Canada Got Soul would deserve a collab. Oh, so that's a version of a collab, dedicating a shoe. So yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've grown up together. It's been like 10 years now for
all
of us.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, since we started the pod, 10 years.
Yeah, it's been like one episode a year, going strong.
Joel, do you have an answer?
I don't know, man. That's tough.
Oh, come on.
That is tough.
You could have just gone cheesy. I'm going to say my wife. Yeah, she is sitting on the couch, and it's like 2 feet away. Yeah, you heard that, girl. I'm going to dedicate this shoe to you, this hypothetical shoe. She loves Mickey Mouse, so it would probably revolve around Mickey Mouse. Or Disney princesses. Her favorite one is Belle, so it would probably be like Hella Gold and the Hits of Blue. Oh, that would be so fire.
Bella Gold.
Yeah, good one, Lawrence.
Thanks,
Cole. Arvin, do you have an answer?
Can I do like a hypothetical pack?
Yeah.
Fine, if you want to take this question.
Did you already know the question before? Shit. We can't even think of one. This guy's old.
I've got three.
Well, like wifey and like mom and dad.
Nice.
That's cute.
Family pack?
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh.
Yeah. Colorway ideas?
like revolving around like video games, maybe.
True. Okay.
Like what they got me into.
Are they really? They're all gamers, eh?
Well, like my mom bought me Mega Man, and that's like my favorite game.
So nice.
True.
Like my very first copy of that. So maybe revolving around that.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. That's so cute.
That is pretty cool.
That's good.
Okay, let's move on to This Week in Kicks. We're going to start off with Alvin's pick this week, the Puma Thunder Desert.
All I was thinking about ice cream.
Looking like a snack.
I did that on purpose.
The Puma Thunder Desert is very nice.
It's very delicious.
Yeah, man. So Alan and I were talking this week and trying to decipher the difference between all the Puma Thunders, and it's essentially just the color blocking.
Yeah, right? Like the name of the shoe is the Puma Thunder.
Like the Thunder.
The last, that's the silhouette. Like the Spectra is the colorway. The Electric, Desert is the colorway. Electric is the colorway.
So I know in previous pods I said that I wasn't a big fan of the shoe, but I personally think that it was just the color blocking that I wasn't a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they have more of the simple, more Alvin type colorways, I'm definitely a huge fan, especially with the green.
Yeah, I like that. The minty green.
The minty green.
Seafoam green.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then you can just already tell like the suede's fairly butter.
Mm-hmm.
So the Spectra is the one you didn't like.
Yeah, or the other one too. The
Electric. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Electric.
I don't know. So I just.
This is the weird thing, because I thought too that it was that color or that name after Thunder was a specific colorway, like Puma was giving their own shoes their own nicknames and shit. But apparently it's like a pack, like the Puma Thunder. Here, I'll show you guys. I'll turn my MacBook. But if you see, there's like triple black. There's like a beigey one.
Yeah, we're looking at
that pink one.
That one. And then, there's like a triple light bone white looking one. It's like a pack.
Yeah,
it's
cute, man.
And it's got snake skin on it.
Honestly, I don't agree with this kind of naming.
Me neither.
It's weird. You want it to be as easy as possible for someone to know. Like, you walk into a store. Do you have this Puma Thunder Spectra? And they're like, no, but I have the Desert. And you're like, oh, no, I don't want that one.
Yeah.
But essentially, it's the same shoe.
But now you got to be like the Black Thunder Desert.
Yeah, it's just like really
weird.
Confusing.
Yeah.
Friggin' desserts.
Like, we're all in the community and we can't even follow it.
Yeah. I didn't see release date.
Unless we're just completely oblivious to something and it's a different shoe and we don't know. But
yeah. Yeah, no release date either.
Okay.
From my knowledge.
Okay, cool. Let's move on to Joel's pick, the Safari 95.
Ooh. The Safari 90 Air Max 1.
Air Max 1, ooh, right?
Yeah. Is it the Air Max 1?
The size collab.
Oh, I have the 95s down. No. Jeez!
Air Max 1.
There's Air Max 1s in this pack?
Yeah it's a size Air Max 1.
Whoa, Googling it.
Yeah, they're flamey.
I'm Googling it.
Size stuff is always so hard to get.
It's hard to get. It's hard to get. It's
always Euro things, though.
Yeah.
Is it an actual collaboration or is it just like a?
Yeah, and it's only available at size.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Go online Friday. But by the time you guys are listening to this, it's already gone.
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
Go online yesterday and buy it.
And yeah. Going
the 95s from that same pack dropped already.
Yeah. It dropped already.
Yeah,
Alvin just saw it.
I've only seen the 95s.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Holy shit, those Air Max ones are fire. Yeah.
Very clean shoes.
Holy moly!
I like how they kept it white, like the midsole white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just to like go along, I guess, with the laces as well.
Mm.
Yeah,
but like Safari print galore.
Yeah,
the mini swoosh is like
classic
cherry on the top. So.
Mm-hmm.
The littlest detail means the biggest thing.
It's cute.
My God, they're gorgeous.
Good shoe. Very good shoe.
Holy. I didn't even see that. Guess I'm not paying attention enough.
Good luck.
Good luck, guys.
Maybe they'll see a wider release. I actually kind of like that it's just at size.
Yeah, I feel like when they do collabs, they should make them like that.
That makes me very upset at the same time.
Yeah, upset, but also like thrill of the hunt kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because then if one Toronto or Canada gets one, you're like, yo, fuck yeah.
V true. Yeah. My pick this week is the E3 drops. So E3,
I knew it.
What's E3? Electronic Entertainment Expo. Got it. Yes. Nailed it.
E3.
They're so the first shoe shut up, man. Yes, I'm a nerd. The first one that we saw was from Sony. The Air Force One.
Crazy.
Oh, crazy. My
that
God.
Crazy jeweled swoosh.
Mercury.
Yeah. Oh, that's the word I was looking for. I was like, how do I describe this swoosh?
Jewel. It's like a giant jeweled swoosh.
Yeah.
Even on the so back. The back,
back
heel.
Is
yeah,
also
back
jeweled. Heel.
Yes.
Crazy. And it's got like the X, triangle, circle, and square, like in there.
Yeah.
It's like
the
it's flowing.
Details are beautiful. Even the icy outsole with the triangle, square, circle. My favorite detail. Okay, so in the OG PlayStation Air Force Ones, one sample, I can't remember which one was a sample or which one was a wider release, but one was all just regular leather, and then one had the heel bit, patent leather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a panel in the back. So these, on the medial side, it's all leather. But on the lateral side, the outside of the shoe, the back heel panel is patent leather.
Oh, little OG. Yeah. OG. That's cute.
It's so cute.
Nelson,
sick.
Nelcam got a pair.
No, I heard.
Yeah, very
I'm
lucky guy.
Jealous.
I think he's shooting E3 this year for
he
somebody.
He did,
for
he
Sony?
Did.
For who? Somebody.
I'm not sure, but he did get a pass and he's
big tank,
just
shooting
because he's all a up big in there.
And he said he replied to my comment and he said like he was the last one that they scanned for sneakers pass that day and he won. Like, that's crazy. Like, they were packing that's up and he went up and he was like, yo, real quick, can I try? And they were like, ding, ding, ding. Like,
crazy.
I'm jealous.
Dang, dang, dang.
They are so nice. I'm hoping that there's going to be a wider release.
Definitely not.
whatever. I'll hunt for them. But then there's also an Xbox Air Jordan 1.
Mid.
Yeah, mid. Very disappointed at the mid, to be honest.
If I'm Xbox, I'm pissed.
I'm cheesed. But the details are pretty nice, too.
Nasty.
The glow-in-the-dark outsole.
Four pairs of laces.
Yes, in like a black, gray, in two shades of green.
The Xbox aglet. So
yeah. And then the and the insole, it's just got the nice X circle
Xbox logo.
Yeah.
But man,
a mid?
There is no Xbox branding outside the shoe.
That's
other
the
than
problem.
The aglet.
Yeah.
And it's
that's
a Jordan 1 mid.
It feels very rushed.
Yeah. Yeah.
When
yeah.
it's just the insole and the laces, like it feels like it was gonna be a GR Jordan 1. And they were here's some.
At the same
other
time,
stuff.
do you think it was like we'll give you a shoe, but Sony, we're partners with them, so you
Sony?
Get a one mid.
Yeah, probably.
Like, it's literally a mid, and there's no branding. Like, it feels super rushed.
Just
it's a cool shoe. Like, I would still love to have a pair.
Nah.
But, like, if it's... If I won the sneakers... Oh, it's family and friends, actually, only. But if it was sneakers pass, and you're paying, like, $160, yeah, right, you wouldn't want a pair.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah. I know you would want a pair.
Nope. Like, but like how you. I do nope. With gaming... Sony over everything.
Yeah.
The Air Force Ones are gorgeous.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Last of this pick, last pick for this week in Kicks, Lawrence's Father's Day Monarch?
Yeah.
Ooh. Crazy.
Bro, like.
Crazy.
Those are so cute.
I think
cute.
This is the
so
first nice. Colorway that I can think of outside of the three basic ones that exist, like the black, red, triple black, and white and navy, that have ever come out.
Well, no, there's that bolt pair, bro.
Was that the concepts one?
Yeah. No.
There was also a concepts like sample or friends and family pair that they
And I know there was like a Seattle Seahawks version.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah,
but like there's not, they don't do it enough. And like, bro, the Monarch has a cult following right now.
Yeah.
Like, I think it looks stupid on foot. Like, I'm not even going to front. Like, I couldn't wear it. Like, it's dad shoe to the max. And that's just the way, like, when working at Foot Locker growing up.
Yeah, for sure.
That was like Tito shoe. Like, yeah, like so old. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, bro, it has a cult following right now, like super deep. People are buying the friggin' all white one for $79 from the outlet. Like, it took so long for them to do anything. Yeah. And I think these are going to have resale value, like unprecedented for a Monarch, like triple retail. Like, I see them going for like $300.
Yeah.
Like, mark my words, whenever they come out, $300 for these joints.
I want these ones because I saw some, I think it was Sean Witherspoon that posted this shoe and it came in the cooler.
Yes.
Ooh. It came in like the nice. Camp Monarch cooler.
Yeah, that's what it's for. Like, it's like a camping theme. It's
and
got,
like the Velcro, the Velcro patches.
And the fact that it's Father's Day too, like it's just so perfect. Like it's awesome. Like they know.
It's got that like the carpet, what is that, felt type of detailing on the swoosh. The swoosh and the on the tongue.
Yeah.
That's cute. All
I'm
right.
Try to buy them.
You're a dad now.
Yeah.
That papasties.
Yeah.
Lawrence.
Yeah, hi.
You have gone to some lineups?
I'm still tired.
You're still catching up on your rest.
Holy crap.
Let's start with the first one. Was that on Saturday?
Yeah, so the first one was for the Travis Scott 4s last week.
Yes.
Originally, I wasn't going to go. I'll say that. And then a guy by the name of Sean Go, I don't know if you guys have heard of him. He's like a low-key guy in Toronto. Doesn't like to post a lot of stuff on Instagram.
No.
Messaged me.
Take some decent
he's like,
photos.
He's all right. I think it's iPhone, but it's whatever.
Yeah. iPhone-only game type of shit.
He messaged me. He's like, yo, where you going? And I was like, I don't think so. And he's like, yo, I heard stock's pretty decent, bro. Like, I think we can go pretty late. And I was like, okay, I'm listening. And then, like, we just kind of started talking, and it turned into, like, yeah, sure, we'll give it a try. Like, what's the worst we could happen if we go at, like, 4 a.m. or 3 a.m.? And it's like, we waited for 4 hours and we don't get it, so it's whatever. So I messaged also Meredith, Hardy Girl. And she was down to come with her fiance now, Lays. So all four of us were like, okay, we're going to go. And then we all had the arrangement, like, because we all entered the livestock raffle. We were all going to try on Nike.ca. And we're like, okay, even if we win or, like, get a pair on Nike.ca, are we still going to go? And we were like, yeah, like, why not kind of thing. So I wake up at, like, 2:55 after going to sleep at, like, 1:30 because that was the NBA Finals game four night. So slept like nothing. Woke up to this, like, to my phone, like, buzzing, like, super out of it. Check my phone, check my email, and I have an email from livestock. And I usually just delete those emails because I've never won shit from livestock.
It's like a newsletter.
Yeah, it's like, I thought it was a newsletter. Yeah, I, like, saw it, and I was like, yeah, fuck this. And it was, like, winners announced. I was like, okay, well, let's check it, like, whatever. And I opened it, and I literally had to read it because I slept for an hour. Had to read it, like, four or five times to understood that I won from livestock. And I'd never won a raffle from livestock, so I had no idea what the email even looked like. So that was cool. So, like, going into the lineup, I knew that, like, I was good either way. So this was, like, whatever I was getting was gravy on top kind of thing.
Sick.
So drove down, was messaging, like, everybody. Like, we all struck out on Nike.ca. Got down there, picked up Marin Lays, got there at, like, just after 3, I think, because the Nike.ca drop was at 3, and we all took the L super quickly. So we were there maybe 3:45, and the line was, like, people in front of me when I got there was maybe 150, and with the stock level that I heard that there was, that was, like, I was like, okay, we're perfectly fucking fine
easy
where we
pairs.
Are. Yeah, easy money. And then, like, it gets closer to the time when the shoes... Or, like, the store is going to open. So the store was opening at 8. We'll say it's, like, 6:30. People start to get out of their cars because they were sleeping or whatever, starting to, like, show up. So maybe now at this point we'll say I'm 250 back, like, another 100 people kind of show. But still, I was like, I know I'm fine. The doors open at 8, and we do not move until 9:30. Wow. Now, crazy. We're super far back, so I have no fucking clue what's going on because we can't see. I'm like literally in a sea of people. Like 200 people is a lot of people.
Yeah.
And at this point, there's people behind us too. Like, it's just nuts. And we don't move for like an hour and a half. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
I can't remember what time I messaged Sean. I think it was like at like 7 or like 8. And I just wanted to check on how he was doing. And he just goes, I'm slightly dying, but I'm still alive.
It was bad. And I'd never lined up a Jumpman. I'd heard some iffy things about lining up there, and I hope for the best. But like as we started moving closer, like we finally started inching forward. And I know, like I've worked in sneaker retail for a long time. I know it takes a long time to cash out 400 people or whatever.
For sure.
Like I know I'm not gonna move like freaking like a conveyor belt like super fast. Mm-hmm. But like not moving at all for an hour and a half, I was like, okay, something's going on. As we start getting closer, I noticed that the barricades that were in place when we got there. Had just straight been removed.
Jeez.
So when you're 200 people back and the line is like, we'll say it was still a wide barricade. So we'll say it was 5-6 people wide. When you remove the barricade, as people start to push forward, the line doesn't get shorter. It gets fatter.
Yeah.
It just gets fat. So at one point it was the entire sidewalk. It was probably 10, 15, 20 people wide.
Damn.
And at that point you're not moving anywhere.
That's a crowd. That's
like,
a mob.
Yeah. Homeboy, Sky was there and same with Phil, PDS Soul Purpose. Phil got his pair before me. He was there 3 hours after me.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, he showed up at like 7:30 and I saw him because he was with Sky and I like made eye contact with Sky and saw Phil. And then somehow he was like 10 people in front of me by the time that the line got back into a barricade and was like narrowed down to like 2-3 wide. And I was like, fuck, Phil's like 10 people in front of me. What just happened? Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I don't really blame Jumpman for that. I think it was security. Like, me and Alan had a conversation about this earlier in the week. Obviously, it is up to Jumpman to come out and check on the line and see what's good. Like, make sure everything's in order. But,
at
like,
least
security.
One
like,
staff manager.
Like,
member.
Why are you out here, like, taking up the only thing that's keeping the line in order was the
in
barricade
check,
and
yeah.
they took it away. And it's not even like they took it away and drove it off, like, vroom, on a truck. It was just sitting on the trailer on the street, parked there. They were just lifting it and putting it on the trailer and just sitting there. Like, it's never going to be okay. When I got. I ended up getting in. By the time I got to the front, there was only size 10 and up left. So I got a size 10. Went downstairs because you exit through the atrium, like downstairs. Mm-hmm. And there was resellers bragging to me because we know all these guys. Like, I don't hate on it at all. Like, kind of fucking hate it, but whatever. Do your thing. Yeah, bragging to me about how they got six pairs, went back in line, got another one. Six pairs before I even got one.
That's fucked.
How did you go get in line six times or other people three, two, whatever, yeah. even two times before I got my first pair?
Yeah.
Like, at some point, you got to realize. And these guys aren't even dressed in, like, yeah. low-key all black. These guys are in, like, bucket hats, Supreme, BOGOs. Like, you notice yeah. this kind of person getting back in
how
line.
Are you, how are you not a cashier going, what the
Hold
fuck?
Hold on a
how
second. This guy? This guy wearing the pink Bape hoodie has been here before, I yeah. think. Like, come on.
You look familiar, but...
But yeah, like I said, I know it is tough handling lines. I've done it for a long time, so I understand that there is hiccups. I'm just, I don't know, I'm a consumer too, so I have yeah. complaints mm-hmm. when I have complaints. Mm-hmm. But I got my shoes, so I can't complain a bunch. I actually had gift cards for Foot Locker, which you can use at Foot Action, which is the Jordan store. So I ended up only paying $116 or $113 Jeez. For my Travis Scott's.
My lord.
So when I flipped them, because I had a size 10, I flipped it. I only flipped it for what I paid, basically, so I could get the $113 back and get my pair for free.
Nice.
Because
nice.
I picked up mine from Livestock for full price. So I ended up actually selling it to NetMag.
Ooh, oh, cool.
Nice. And I got a parking ticket, actually. So I didn't pay for parking. I got a $30 parking ticket.
Oh, no.
So I charged them like $113 plus $30 over retail just True. To cover all my costs. Yeah.
That's
yeah, that's what I ended up charging him.
Thanks, Tong, for paying for his parking.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. I actually sent him the parking ticket, too. Like, in the box of shoes. I was like, it comes with the shoes. It's part of the shoe now.
It's memories, man.
But going off of that shoe, I mentioned it in the article just like really quick. The quality wasn't amazing.
Yeah, you showed
which I
me.
Mentioned to
I
you.
Met up with
yeah.
you the
that
day.
Yeah, same
of?
Day.
Oh yeah,
same
it was
yeah.
day of.
Quality wasn't the best, surprisingly. Which Man. Like on a, I don't know, on collabs like we've mentioned before with Atmos stuff, like you expect like unreal mm-hmm. stuff. Like I brought up in my article, the Cause 4s, like those things are incredible. Like I actually pulled them out just to compare, and like it's not even close.
And worth every dollar.
Yeah, because I think Cause retail was $5.
Yeah,
and like if you're getting that kind of quality, like sure, go ahead, yeah. friggin' do it.
What was retail for?
$300
That, which so is that's still above, a premium still price.
A premium, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just like glue stains or like inconsistencies mm-hmm. in stitching, like yeah. all that kind of stuff. Like yeah,
yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I've
it
was. Photos on Reddit that people's like it's Nubuck, right?
Yeah, it's like a
yeah,
very
the
fine.
The Nubuck is like cracking already.
Really?
Yeah. No way.
On, like where the shoe creases.
Yeah, yeah. It's well, yeah, because Hardy wore hers on Monday to the Dam pop up, which is kind of a good segue.
Yeah.
And hers, like, she wore them, and I was looking at them, and they creased. It was too big for her, because she's obviously, like, a size 7, and they're a size 8. But, like, the creasing was, like, not the prettiest.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Because
even on a nice quality pair of shoes, when it creases, yeah. you still have nice
like,
creases.
I mean,
there's such thing as, like, a nice crease.
Yeah.
My Toro 4, mm-hmm. which is years old now, mm-hmm. and I've worn those a hella chunk of times.
Yeah.
Still looks clean AF.
Yeah.
Every time I put it on. I said AF. Don't let me do that again. Don't let me do that again as
Clean
podcast
half.
Host. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Overall, good shoe. Like, I love the shoe.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
I wouldn't have lined up if I didn't really like it. Yeah. And I was getting it for a good price.
It's so a gorgeous colorway, man. It's
like,
just very,
very, very nice blue. Yeah.
Very
I was disappointed in that. But other than that, like, all the details and stuff, yeah. like, I fucking love the details. And there's a lot of, like, little
oh yeah,
egg or what, Easter eggs in it. So, yeah. yeah. Good shoe.
So, you like to torture yourself, and you went to another lineup.
Fuck,
what, that was what, 2 days later?
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, you're crazy. You still didn't catch up on sleep. You just went.
So that's this is a happier story.
Okay.
Right. Not that the Saturday story wasn't a happy story. So like, since this collaboration has been announced, like the Kendrick Lamar Nike collab has yeah. been announced, like the clothing and like the tour, like the championship shop,
Top Dog Entertainment,
yeah, TDE. I guess it's technically yeah. I've been like so excited, like. Couldn't wait. Like, as soon as I saw that red Dam hoodie, I was like, oh, so in. Like, it's so cool. So I knew, like, from time that I was going to go, like, I knew I was going to line up. So it just happened to be the same weekend as Travis's, and I was kind of annoyed, but whatever. Happens. So the flyer that Livestock posted and that was going around said, like, the hours were, like, 10 to 7 or whatever, and it said lineup starts at 8. Like, they said specifically lineup starts at 8, and I was like, okay, cool. I'll go at 8, obviously. So I parked down there. It was me and Jill. We walked over, and the lineup wasn't in front of the store. It was off to the side on actual Adelaide Street.
Jill is his girlfriend.
Yeah. And we got there at like 8:07, and we were like 200th in line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Line up.
And I'm asking people at the front line, like, what time you get here? Like, 6. Like, what the f-? So not, and like, there was barricades and security there, so they were letting them line up.
Yeah.
So that was kind of annoying. But like, at these kind of pop-ups, like for merch and concert stuff, like stock is like astronomical. Like, there's always so much stuff. So I knew I was pretty much fine.
True.
But I ended up like, we got in line, like got our spot, and I was like, okay, be right back. Just hold our spot. I'm going to go take a video, like a time lapse of the line. Yeah. Go to the front, take a time lapse. Pretty cool video, not the best actually.
That time lapse surprised me. Like it, like cool. It, well, all the barricades and stuff.
It's huge. It was really organized.
In check.
It was very organized.
And it was like blocks long.
Yeah, yeah. It was very long. Like we were 200 people back, and it was all barricaded. Like really good job. Shout out to Livestock and Nike for like that was. It was the same security team, which is strange. The exact same security team as, as Saturday. But anyways, very organized. Posted the time lapse or whatever. Actually wasn't even gonna post it. I was gonna put it on the story, but it was like 13 seconds, which is too long for the story, I think. So I was like, I guess I'll post it on the main feed, whatever. Posted it and it started to blow up, and then I was like, okay,
it's a good video.
Yeah, it's cool, I guess, because I guess everybody wanted to know the status of the line. And then we get a DM from Livestock, and it was like, yo, are you guys still here? Like, just come to the front of the store at like 9:55 and I'll just get you guys in, kind of thing. I was like, God.
I was at work, and then I saw my phone light up, and then it was just at Livestock Canada. What is your name? And I'm like, oh, they're talking to us.
But like, when they sent that, I think that my response, what was it? It was like, oh my fuck, thank God.
Yeah.
Like, what I actually messaged back to them. Because like, we were going to be there for hours. Because like, it's a lot of stuff, right? Like, people are buying like one of everything. But the actual pop-up, like, thank you again to Livestock for getting that me in. Because that was clutch as hell. But the pop-up was really cool. It was set up like a locker room with like little folding chairs, like locker room chairs with the members of TDE names on them. Like, Kendrick's is like Schoolboy Q. Really cool. All the merch was dope.
Yeah.
I only was gonna buy a hoodie. Like, that's what I kept telling myself. That's all I wanted. I was like, I just want a hoodie, just want a hoodie, just want a hoodie. And then as soon as I got that DM from Livestock, I was like, well, I guess I'm fucking buying the Cortez now. Like, just because I was like, well, I'm gonna be in there. Like, they, like, helped us out like crazy.
So, and
like,
you met up with the amateur Sean Goat.
Yeah, he was there. He got a friggin' DM, like, before the friggin' thing was even announced. Yeah. Like, he was, I got hit up, like, 2 months ago. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, my bad, bro. I thought he was just trying to leech off me and sneak in. He's like, not been on the list. My name was, like, written in, like, pencil, like, beside a chart, like, last minute. As, like,
it's on a sticky note.
Yeah, L-A-U-E-R-E-N. Like, like, completely wrong spelling, everything in pencil, and Sean's is, like, in, like, gold fucking typewritten.
It's Canada got S-O-U-L.
But, yeah, thank you, Livestock, a ton. Shout out to the whole team. That was, like, a sick pop-up. If you guys had a chance to go, you already know it was sick. But, yeah, shout out to them.
Sick.
Any more talking I gotta do?
Yes, you gotta do a lot. Today was actually a day of deliveries. Holy moly. I just went through our story, and then I just seen you unboxing like packages from UA.
Yeah, so
they sent one 2 days ago?
They sent one yesterday. Last night. The one I got last night was the white and gold. So the same pair that he was wearing when they won the championship, which is really cool. Like, that's an iconic pair. Like, really cool pair. And super clean, by the way. Like, it's got, like, the speckled gold in outsole. Like, really, really cool shoe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this morning, got another one at, like, 11 a.m., the all-red one, the fired-up pair.
Oof.
The triple red, which is also, like, super clean. Sick. Very, very nice pairs.
Super nice on foot, too.
But, yeah, the championship one is obviously pretty straightforward. Like, it's just meant to, like, signify his championship. Like, it's a pack, actually, so there's a black version as well. The white one is completely sold out on underarmour.ca. Completely sold out on the first day they dropped it. The fired-up one is still available. The fired-up one is kind of just, like, signifies, like, yeah, he's won these 3 titles in 4 years.
Yeah.
But there's more to come. Like, the fire's still burning, kind of thing. Like, he's still fired up. It's really cool. I love the storytelling. Yeah. And then I was out at my house, like, at the ball courts near my house shooting, and got back home, and there was a delivery guy on my porch, like, delivering another pair, or, like, a bag.
From who from this Foot
Locker.
Time?
Yeah. Hey. So that's also really cool. I got my little slip here so I don't forget anything.
Initiative?
Yes. Their Soul Food. It's actually a YouTube, like, web series, like, video series. It's partnered with Kai Bentley.
True.
Like,
nice.
Influencer, Toronto extraordinaire, that guy. So basically, it's like, he loves shoes and he loves food. So it's just combining the two. So it's talking about new releases coming up and like cool restaurants to visit in Toronto. So this one was cool because, well, first of all, they sent us the Adidas Continental 80, which is, if you have no idea what it looks like, just imagine a Calabasas, and that's what it looks like. It's literally just a Calabasas, which is not even a knock because it's a really nice shoe, like very clean, like looks like a Reebok Classic, like just clean silhouette with like a nice cool stripe down the side.
Low-key shot.
Yeah. It's all the same company.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
We bought Classic, Calabasas, Continental 80.
Yeah, we own this design.
All the same shit.
Let us use it.
Nice shoe, though. Very clean, very classic look. Really nice quality on it, too. Leather is like butter. And it's really cheap. It's 120, 130 bucks, something like that.
Nice.
We couldn't decide on the price beforehand, so we'll just say between 120 and 130. And the restaurant that he was promoting for this episode that I think dropped sometime this week is what they said, is actually owned by his father.
Nice.
What's his name?
Susser Lee.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So he's like the head chef at Frings. He's the head chef at, what was this place called? What was it called?
Lucky Teo.
Lucky. Yeah. Lucky. L-U-C-K-E-E.
Lucky. Two.
Lucky Two.
Lucky
T-O. Two. Yeah, two. Lucky Two. But yeah, it's like Asian-inspired food. So in the package was the Continental 80, was also a bottle of Susser Lee's ice syrup.
Ooh.
It's like, I was reading it, I didn't understand what ice syrup was.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically made of grapes. But same consistency and similar like sugar quantity and consistency as regular maple syrup.
Did you taste it?
I didn't taste it, no.
Can we go to Denny's with it?
And we'll just bring it to Denny's?
Yeah.
Bring it to IHOB.
Oh, God. The worst rebrand decision ever.
And also was a $50 gift card to that Lucky T.O.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So when I go there, I'll give a whole friggin' food blogger review.
We're going to go together as a team.
It looks expensive. So that $50 bucks is going to get us
We'll get an appetizer.
One beer. We can share a beer.
We'll get an appetizer.
Yeah, shout us to Foot Locker. We're actually going to put up a more in-depth description and outline of what soul food is all about either tomorrow, Friday or Saturday of this week.
Soon.
Yeah, because Foot Locker is going to send us more details, and I think the episode drops in the next couple of days, so we can link them that as well. But yeah, shout out to Foot Locker. Big.
We're going to have lots of reviews coming up.
Tons of shit.
Tons of reviews. All right. Hi, Arvin.
Hello.
Are you nervous? Don't be nervous.
Not nervous.
Don't be nervous.
My hands are just a little sweaty, but
I'm nervous.
I think that's more natural than anything.
We'll start off easy. How'd you meet us? I know it's like individual different stories.
I met...
Who'd you meet first?
I think it was you.
Was it?
Or Alvin.
I thought it was Alvin.
I think it was Alvin. Yeah, I think it was Alvin.
I don't know. Well, I've known of you for a while because my sister is your age.
Famous.
Oh. No.
We went to that. Because you host True to Size.
Stupid. We didn't just meet.
I know of your voice.
It was one of you two, but I met you through Nike.
Yeah, when we used to work at the outlets together in different stores.
Yes. And then I don't remember how I met Alvin.
High school?
No.
Foot Locker.
Gotta be Foot Locker.
When Alvin used to work
through
there.
RJ.
Yes, through RJ.
Oh, mutual friends.
Yes.
And then you met Joel and Lawrence through us.
Yes.
Yeah. More mutual friends.
That's cute. Yes.
Now we're all just regular friends.
How long have you been in the sneaker game for?
Oh, maybe 10-ish years?
Oh,
10, 11 years?
Yeah. 10-ish years.
Oh, so we're tennis. Like, oh, well, you're like maybe a year or two longer than I am.
Yeah, maybe.
What started it all for you?
Honestly, skateboarding. Mm-hmm. Like watching like all the Nike SB videos that they would put out, like Debacle or like I forgot the other one. And they made remember they made that book with that dunk on the front.
Lawrence has it.
Yeah. But yeah, just basically skateboarding, like learning all the technologies that companies would put in skate shoes.
Who was your main skateboarder?
Oh, Eric Austin.
Yes,
for sure. Like I still have some of his old like S pairs.
That's
when
sick.
He was with S.
That's dope.
Like the big chunky dad shoe.
Yeah.
But they would look
skate
like
dad shoe.
Yeah. Mm. But they would look like Jordan 12s or something.
Big designs. Yeah. Just little elements of the upper, but then it was just flat as a skateboard.
Yeah. I remember he did a segment with the Barracks, like a company that he owns, and it was just basically about him talking about sneakers. and he would show his closet and he would just put his old skate shoes and Jordans right beside each other. And they would just look identical.
That's hilarious. Yeah. What was the shoe that pulled you into it all?
The first shoe, I remember my mom bought it for me.
Yeah.
And it was a pair of the Wager Dunks. Just a black and white dunk with that like Trident logo on the heel tab. Mm-hmm. And I skated them to death. Like there's a hole everywhere around the shoe. And yeah. I still have it in my closet. One hole.
What did that lead to afterwards?
More dunks. Just skating any dunk I can. I used to be part of a Facebook group called Nike Dunk SB Group. NDSBG for short. And I was like a 14, 15-year-old kid.
NDSBG.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Crazy. So I used to be part of that. And I was like a 14, 15-year-old kid. So I would just lowball the shit out of everybody. Yeah. Like, oh, you're selling for 120? Yeah, I'll give you $45. That's all I got on my PayPal.
Shipped.
Shipped. But it was dollar for dollar. So yeah. Like at that time.
Oh, man. Yeah. Buying shoes 10 years ago from the States was so easy.
But like, some dudes were willing to get rid of them just because they didn't want them.
Yeah. Mm.
So I would just get them off their hands. And I remember walking to like Meadowville Town Center at the Canada Post and just picking up all these dunks and just skating them right away.
That's so sick.
Yeah. Nice.
So then what would you say was your sneaker evolution?
I went from dunks to...
Is that the shoe that you like started it?
Yeah, off dunks. With?
Yeah.
For sure.
Sick.
Dunks, then obviously went to like the Jordan 1. Kind of leeway, segue.
Easy transition there.
Yeah, because they're the same shoe.
Yeah, essentially.
But at the time, like, my foot would, I don't know, my foot was wider back then, so I can never wear ones.
Mm.
But now it kind of shrunk, so now that's like my go-to
shoe. Because you kept squishing it into ones.
And then as the years went on, as the community evolved, I was more aware of other shoes. So then I would see more Jordans or more like running shoes and just kind of branch off from there.
So you're like mainly swoosh, huh?
Yes.
What was that story that you were telling Alvin and I just like 20 minutes ago? How you used to send a dude a pair of like sportswear dunks?
Oh, yeah. So there's this dude on the Facebook group. His name is Rob Halsell. So I used to get sportswear dunks, like the generic no padding ones, and send it to him in the States. And he used to stuff the tongues.
That's sick.
With like cotton padding. Yeah. And he used to send it back and then we used to skate them.
That's so sick.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. That's so sick. Yeah. You used to work for Nike, huh?
I did, yes.
Not at the retail level.
No.
How'd that start?
I got a phone call from my cousin when I was working for a company called 10 Deep at the time.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing for 10 Deep?
I was doing I was designing for them.
Oh, cool.
Yes. What were you really designing?
Cool. Like t-shirts and whatnot.
Nice.
Yeah. Got a call from my cousin. He had a link at Nike in New York. And then he's like, hey, like these guys are looking for a designer. Would you be interested? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, like we'll set something up. They flew me down to New York for a day meeting.
I don't know this story.
This is why I wanted him on.
They flew me down to New York for a day. Did like a meeting. Then I went home that same night. Maybe 2-3 days later, they emailed me saying, hey, like, we have a spot in women's running apparel. Do you want it? I was like,
I only want men's.
At the time, I was like, that was kind of my dilemma. Like, I really wanted to design for the skateboarding line.
But yeah, of course.
I'm not going to let go of this opportunity. Never. You know what I mean?
Never.
So I was like, fuck yeah, I'll take it.
Like, that's so cool.
And then I just, at first, it was kind of like freelance work. And then I would fight for like a contract. Like,
was that shortly after we met?
Yes.
All that happening?
Yes, because I designed those. They were like,
tights. I remember. Yeah.
They're woman's tights, and they had like the 3M side.
That was him. You know the one Jen Selter wore, and it blew up, and people were like, glow in the dark tights. It's the ones with like all the 3M lines down the side, and it just blew the fuck up.
No, I remember I saw them. Somebody tweeted me on Twitter because that account Dory, like it was just like a viral,
meme
account. Yeah, one of those. They tweeted it. It's like, oh, I want these for Christmas. And somebody added me on Twitter. I was like, oh shit. Like,
that's crazy.
That's cool. And it got like 30,000 retweets.
Was that like your biggest thing that you did with them?
Yeah.
You would say for sure.
Yeah. Dog. And then I did a couple other like 3M things, but that one gained the most traction because it was around like the Christmas season.
Oh, and all you have no idea how many phone calls we had when I used to work at the Nike outlets. No, those are only sold full fucking price at the Nike running store in Eden Center, or you can get them like on. Oh no, wait, they weren't even shipping. Nike wasn't shipping to Canada yet at that time.
Only.com, yeah.
So you had to get it at like Sport Check. You had to go to the States.
I remember when Haley and I first started dating. She was living in St. Catharines at the time for school. So I went to catch the bus downtown to take a Greyhound to go see her, and I stopped at Nike Eaton Center, and I saw them on the shelves, and that was like the craziest feeling.
Did you buy
them?
That's
crazy.
No, because my fat ass doesn't fit in them.
I wouldn't even care. What the hell? I would have bought it anyways. Yeah.
She doesn't. No.
You.
I think I should have a couple pairs somewhere in my basement.
Oh, samples.
But, like, samples or whatever. Yeah.
Dog.
The 3M was a lot worse. First couple samples.
The amount of girls walking around the women's like training section in our outlets. Do you guys have the glow in the dark tights? Those really bright ones.
The amount of messages I got from like mutual friends, like acquaintances, say like, "Hey, I heard you did these. Can you send me a couple pairs?" That's so stupid. I haven't seen you since like the third grade. Wow. What do you mean?
So like the way those blew up. So Jen Selter, you guys know Jen Selter. Mm-hmm. obviously. So this was like years ago. This was like before any other like Instagram model blew up.
Yes.
So Jen Selter was like the first one.
Yeah.
I think, from what I know, and she took a photo of in them.
I think she was wearing red ones.
And it was with flash.
Yeah.
And so like if you guys haven't seen the tights, it's so like the side panel is literally just lines of 3M that go all the way down, and it's like a thick. It ends up looking just like a thick stripe of 3M, but it's raggedy. But
it's individual.
Just think of like when you're listening to something on SoundCloud, like all the lines.
Oh, that's exactly what it was like.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And the 3M was fucking bright as shit. And that just blew up because Jen Selter had like millions of followers at that point.
The whole problem with that tight was there were so many samples and there was so much work put into it because the way that it would stretch sometimes.
The
3M would crack or like it wouldn't be as bright because the whole purpose of it was for running.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be as bright as they wanted it. It wasn't as big as they wanted it. Yeah. So that was like a couple months into production.
Damn. Crazy. What else did you design? Did you do like t-shirts, like that kind
of
design?
You know what? One of my favorite pieces that you did was the women's jacket. Sportswear jacket with the back 3M.
The half back 3M.
Yeah. Oh, he did that.
Yeah. I did mostly like, I did a couple jackets. I did obviously everything revolving around 3M.
Mm.
And then they made me do like generic sportswear t-shirt colorways.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, where are we going to put the swoosh this time? Oh. Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that and like how stoked I was that you got signed by Nike.
That's crazy.
It was a good time.
So were you into fashion design before you went to sneakers?
Yes. Growing up Filipino, my mom would always like cut my jeans and like sew them for me.
Yeah.
So like kind of watching her do it kind of honestly made me get into fashion.
It's Mama Dukes, eh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mama Dukes.
Mom got me into everything.
Nice, would you say that being into fashion, do you think that had an influence on what brands you rocked coming up?
Yes and no. Like being into fashion, I got to see things beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh, this company is going to drop this like a year from now.
This is going to be cool next year.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to see like the latest trends.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
That's so sick. All right. I don't mean to bring up heartbreak, but I think you know where I'm going with this.
I don't. I honestly don't.
All right. So this was a story that you told me a while ago.
Okay.
And it has to do with water.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
I'm so sorry, but...
Oh, yeah.
I lost a lot.
You did, eh?
I lost a lot.
Tell the people.
Yeah, you want to tell them?
So, I still live with my parents, and my room is pretty small, so I can't keep all my shoes in my room.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have sneaker shelves in the basement. So, what happened was, there's a pipe that runs along the top of the shelves, and it burst. So, all the water was leaking straight onto my shoes.
Oh,
but since it was coming top down...
Lawrence, okay, you don't have to cry.
Since it was coming top down, we don't know how long the water has been flowing onto the shoes. And the way that I organized the sneakers was like the heat up top.
Yeah,
I do that too. And then like the beaters at the bottom.
You can't put the heat at the bottom because you don't want all that weight on the...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then like I was... My main concern was like flooding. Like actual flooding from the top, from the bottom. So I would always put like the my grails, I guess, at the very top. So I had everything on top and some of them like got mold and shit. So I had to just throw them out. I lost like Yeezys and like Supreme Dunks. And
I was going to say, do you have like a guesstimate of how many pairs? You probably have the exact number with how much you hate you.
No, I try to block that memory out of my mind.
I'm sorry to bring it up.
But maybe like...
But I'm not sorry.
50-ish
No.
pairs? Yeah.
What?
I lost Platts. I lost my Supreme Dunk set.
Shit.
Set.
Lows.
And highs.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
And I remember ones, I just like picked them up maybe a month before it happened.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
But now I'm like, it was a blessing in disguise because I was like,
Lawrence is hurt. No,
what? What?
I mean, like,
Lawrence is hurt.
It sucks because like I had a lot.
Yeah.
But now like the best thing to come out of this is I'm hunting again. And that's one of my favorite parts.
It's fun.
I did lose a shitload. Yeah. So.
No.
Yeah. No, I was going to ask, after that incident, did your philosophy about sneakers change? Like your mindset about picking up what, how you hunted, which ones were you going to look for?
Yes and no. Because a lot of the things that I had were purchased when I was a kid or like a young teen when I had no worries and like no bills to pay for.
Yeah.
All my paychecks would go strictly to shoes. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm trying to be an adult
and like pretending, pay bills and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Pretending to be adult and paying
Hi,
bills.
Wife.
So I can't like continuously buy shoes just to
Lawrence is
own
hurt.
Shoes.
I think this hurt Lawrence more than it hurt Arvin.
We're all speechless.
The shoes that he was saying, like,
I know.
I don't
man.
Think we followed each other back then.
No,
when it happened.
I
so I got
I
a
heard
lot.
Of, I heard about it. Though.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I remember one of them was from like the one that I'm most upset about was somebody sold a pair of Heinekens from the Dunk Group, and I still had them and let them go for $120.
Oh my!
And they were worn like twice.
Oh
yeah,
what? God. That person's an idiot.
Yeah, Dunks used to be like cheap.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Nobody
I know.
Cared about Dunks. Man.
I mean, they still kind of are considering what other hype shit is selling for. But
all
things
man.
Considered, Dunks are very cheap.
Yeah. For what we hold them up to.
Supreme Dunks.
I know. And Lawrence, it's okay. Should we hug? Do you want to hug?
Everybody's staring.
I know.
Because I remember.
Okay. Moment of silence for Arvin's sneaker collection. So what, sorry, Arvin, what was that?
When Alan
that was
I,
Arvin that blew it. I thought that was...
It's going to be a soundboard thing all night. I remember when we first met, I was telling you that I was searching to complete that set.
Yeah.
I remember we met and one of the
which
aisles...
Which set, sorry, which set was
the
it?
The Supreme set.
Yes, okay.
I remember exactly telling you it was the first aisle in men's footwear telling you...
We were probably looking at hash... Or we were in the running section, if that's
no,
the
it was
title.
Hash. It was
okay,
hash.
Okay, yeah.
And I was telling you, we were talking about shoes and like what we're trying to pick up and what we're still searching for. And I told you I'm just missing that one Dunk High.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry. Do you...
Please
do
move
you,
on. Please move on.
Do you have a... No, I can't. Do you have a goal of recollecting all of them?
Eventually.
Yeah, okay.
I think
years.
Eventually.
Years.
Yeah, because... I always try to tell myself, like, I'm done with shoes.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
That's what I was going to ask, too.
Yeah.
Was there at any point you thought, fuck, I'm just going to quit this shit?
Absolutely. Maybe
after that happened?
Maybe once a month that I tell myself, like, I can't keep buying shoes. And then I see you guys post something, fuck, I need that shoe.
Oh, this is even recent, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm telling you, every week. Like, it happens every single week.
Oh, I was thinking, like, that happened to you, and you're like, fuck it, I'm just not even going to bother anymore.
Like, honestly, I forgot about those size Atmos, or those size Safari Air Max ones, until Kujol just
right
brought it
now.
Out. Yeah.
And now he wants a pair.
I'm like, fuck,
he's gonna go to
I forgot
Europe
I need to pencil that in.
He's going to fly to Europe. London.
But eventually, they'll all be bought back eventually if wifey allows me to.
How do you store your kicks now?
I put tarp. Fucking save. Tarp. I moved tarp. Them. I moved them in my basement.
It's actually in concrete.
In the kitchen.
Oh, tarp. That's, yeah. That's smart. Yeah. That's very smart.
Cover that.
Okay. Let's do rapid fire. Ready? Number one shoe. If you can't answer that, your favorite silhouette.
Dunks.
How many pairs of shoes in general?
Do I own?
Yeah.
Ooh, 100 plus.
Ooh. Less than 200?
Yes, yes.
Less than 200, less than 150?
Yes, maybe around like 120-ish.
Alvin thinks you have more than 200.
No, there's no way. Look at him there's nodding no way.
There's no way. What is your go-to colors or colorways?
Black, white.
Yo, lots of basic guests on this show, eh?
Well, like, you can wear it with everything.
Where's the galaxy way? Print, guys?
For real, where's your vault? Favorite brand?
Nike.
That answers Booster Air. On foot, on foot shots or yeah, off foot? Boost.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing now.
I think it's Boost.
Boost,
but
yeah? Boost over Air for comfort.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I mean. Yeah.
But React over Boost.
Ooh, yeah, we said this last
yeah.
week. I
yeah,
think.
We did.
And we had no answer.
Yeah. Okay. Stumped. On foot shots or off foot shots when you post on your Instagrams?
I do that.
Like both.
Yeah, I do both in my
the
shot.
Holding.
Yeah. The holding of the shoe, yeah. but it's on
ah,
his foot.
Very true. Yeah, yeah.
The Ronnie Feig.
He's the Inception. Top three essentials you think every sneakerhead needs in this world?
Jordan 1s, for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A pair of Air Maxes.
Mm.
Good on you.
And
what pair of Air Maxes? Fuck that. That's a cop out.
90s.
Okay. All right.
90s oh, or 90s or ones. Alvin's here. 90s or ones.
Best
friend. Okay.
Can I get is
that or one? No, that takes one and two. Okay, what would your fourth be then? What would your fourth be?
Like a pair of Stan Smiths. Like okay. just or Converse.
Okay.
So Converse. I'll switch out to Converse.
Chuck yeah. Taylor's?
Yes.
Chuck
yes.
My man's. You don't have to answer this quickly. What keeps you into sneakers?
You guys. Oh. Honestly, not even just... I know, hey, I'm sorry.
I'll cut him off right now. Hold on. You guys know why I asked this question, right?
Because I knew it was us. You know it's us.
It is, Arvin, honestly.
Go on.
Again, because like,
tell me more.
I do... Again, to like reiterate what I said, like I have those thoughts of stop buying sneakers every week, and then you guys post some shit. I'm like, shoot, like I need that one. Oh, I forgot about that one. But like, you guys bring so much positivity into the community that it's so hard not to keep going.
Jeez, you know what nice, I mean? Stop nice. That.
I just want to add on to this that I agree.
Okay.
Just want to say, I wholeheartedly agree.
Let
agree.
Me explain.
Go for it.
It's, I'm sorry. Maybe not necessarily us in particular, but it's definitely the community. Like, it has to be, like, after every episode, I want to buy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
After recording every episode, sure, yeah. I'm like, fuck, I want to talk. Like, yep. We talk about something, we'll talk about SBs, or we'll talk about Air Max. I'm like, fuck, I want to buy a fucking pair, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how much just, like, talking about it and, like, being around people who are like-minded make you want to fucking, like, it's like a drug. It's crazy.
Okay. Speaking of buying shoes, you just brought up something that I've been thinking about for the past week. But I got to ask this first. In July, are there any big releases that we know of right now?
In July?
July.
Not that I can think of.
Julie. Arvin, do you know any? No?
No, off the top of my head.
I think for the month of July, unless it's a JTH or the PlayStation Air Force Ones, I am going to have a no cop July. Yo, fuck you. Yo, let me have this. Let
maybe
me
like
have
a no cop July 1st.
Second
at least. Holiday.
Second at least.
No cop July until 12:01.
No, for real. I think I'm going to challenge
July.
Myself. I think I'm going to challenge myself.
July.
July.
Oh,
shit. I just caught that. I hate you all, okay? Fuck, I'm just going to edit this out.
All see, right. Like, just don't say
that.
The hard thing with that is like whenever I see that there's no real
No, Arvin,
cops.
Don't make it
that
worse mean, for me, something Arvin.
Big is coming. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When I see there's no cops, there's either going to be a
TQS.
Something
okay, ready?
Insane.
If there's going to be another Levi's 4s, that's all June. That's fine. June. If there's going to be another Travis Scott 4, I truly don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said if it's JTHs only, JTHs, the other colorway, that brown colorway, or the Air Force One Sony PlayStation collab, if that drops in July, and it probably won't, I'm going to try to not cop anything. Because the Vans Marvel collection dropped already, fam. New releases.
If you're not going to cop, you're not going to cop. You can be like, oh, well, I can still hunt for older shit.
But that came out in January of this year.
Does that not count?
No. It came out in
June. I can't fucking hunt.
You said no
if it's
shoes.
If it's a copless July, you can't cop shit. All
right. Yeah, so then I'm challenging myself to not cop anything.
I'm not going to eat meat. I'm just going to eat burgers.
Y'all are fucking disrespectful. I fucking hate this.
No, do it. Do it.
Take this, Lawrence. Oh. Oh.
All right. They're all cut off. I'm just going to be doing
No, do it. Show us you can do it then.
I'm going to try,
That'd be the ultimate throw it at our face.
I'm going to try. We're going to have the weekly updates, obviously. All right. Back to Arvin. None of this fucking unsupportive.
He's gonna sell you something for like $50 just to make you buy it.
Anything size 9 we find is gonna go straight to his DM.
Shut up.
Look at this.
Send him pose. Yo, this is steel.
Well, Alvin still thinks I'm size 8, so that's good.
No, 2 episodes ago I found out you're size
8. Alright, Arvin, do you have any plans, any future plans unlike mine for your sneaker world? Get all the Supreme Dunks again.
Mostly looking for older dunks. Like weird dunks that I can't really find deadstock pairs, like Puffin stuff. So
yeah, no. I was just going to ask, what do you currently even hunt for?
Puff, the obvious, like Dunkles and Metacoms and whatnot, but I'm trying to find the weird colorways that I skated once upon a time and kind of regret it now.
Them.
Yeah, like
that's the same thing as those kids that go to Sean Collard and go, you played in your Jordan 4s.
The amount of times I've like pulled up to a park, like a skate park, and people are like, oh, you're skating the Money Cat mids? I'm like, yeah, like I lined up for them for a reason. I got them from Goodfoot for a reason. Mm. Like I want to skate their SBs.
Wait, you're skating your Lance Mountains?
Oh, I still got a lot of shit. I still get a lot of shit for that. Even if I just like push around in them, like people are like, oh,
I can't lie, I'm still very salty about unsupportive you guys are right now. It hurt.
No
it
cop hurt. July.
That's a listen, June isn't over yet. I still have a chance to pull it back. Lawrence. Why am I saying Lawrence? We're talking to Arvin.
We look the same. We look the same.
Twins.
So that's it, eh? You're just gonna hunt for your kicks.
Yeah, like I wanna double up and like again I skate in the Lance Mountains. So I'd like to get another pair, like a fresh pair I could wear.
Mm. Really? You got into shit for skating in those?
Yeah, like I posted it and then do you guys know who Pete Williams is?
No.
He
no
runs idea. A brand called Raised by Wolves.
And oh, he's also, yeah. I've heard of the brand, yes, but I did not Raised know. The yeah, name of
he's
the guy.
Also the editor in chief of High Snobiety.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
Didn't know that.
I posted a picture of those Lance Mountains on
name
foot.
Dropping.
I know, right?
Well, no, he commented on the photo. He's like, yo, like, skate these. I'm like, you know what? Like, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I sent him proof that I skated it.
Sick.
Nice.
But, like things that I skated, I just want to hunt for them again.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, but wait, you got backlash for skating those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because it's more so the younger sneaker community.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Damn, I get it.
Bro, do you know how much those cost, bro?
Exactly.
Like, do you know how much you could resell those for?
Was it the black pair or the white pair?
The white pair. I only
that's right.
I only like the white pair, too.
Yeah.
I love both my pairs.
The black pair, because the black pair, Jordan Brand did that generic Jordan 1 mid that was like black and it looked like you know what I mean
that doesn't mean shit. My black Lance Mountains are still dope as fuck.
No, I still appreciate them, but
took it personally.
I did.
Holy shit.
Hey man, that's my shoe.
Some Xbox 1 mid type of shit.
But yeah, like why are you skating those? Because they're skate shoes.
Smart man.
I like to skate my skate shoes
and it fulfills the story that the shoes are supposed to tell.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. Arvin, thank you so much, man, for
thank
being
you.
On this podcast and sharing your stories with us.
It appreciate you guys.
Pretty thank fucking you. Awesome.
It's been fun.
Especially the heartbreak. I'm just joking.
Goddamn.
I totally forgot that you did those tights for Nike women's.
I forget about it sometimes.
That was so cool.
But then I remember I'm famous.
Do you ever have plans of jumping back into fashion design?
Sometimes I think yes, sometimes I think no. Like, I'm kind of over that whole... A lot of it is political, and I hate to say it, but it is like kind of like jumping brand to brand, or you can't really be where you want to be in said brand. Or,
yeah. Mm. But didn't you start your own?
Yes, I did.
What's going on with that?
That took a very long hiatus. We're still kind of in hiatus mode, but we've been actually recently talking about reviving it.
Oh, sick. Landed in Paris?
Landed in Paris, yes. Yeah, that built a lot of traction just before we took the hiatus.
Yeah.
But honestly, we were 18-year-old kids trying to start something up, and it kind of took over us at a time where we were trying to transition into schooling and life.
Still so much growth.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was hard to balance like personal life and this beast that we created. So we kind of had to cool it off until we figured everything out.
Cannot wait for the comeback then.
Eventually. Soon.
Let's get it. Thank you, Bram, for the theme song. Thank you to the Sneaker Podcast and Matt and Zach for the help. If you are listening to us on the iTunes, please leave us a review and shoot us some stars.
Five
no stars. No less than 10.
Ish.
It only goes up to 5.
Exactly. No less than 10.
12 minimum.
That
12 minimum.
I legit thought about what you guys were just saying. If you're tuning in on YouTube, please drop us a like, comment, and subscribe if you have not.
5 of them.
We have a group on Facebook called CGS Talk. You can find that on facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. We talk it up and sell some things over there. CanadaGotSoul.ca for our latest pieces, like the Top Dog Entertainment recap, Cactus Jack 4 reviews, and the We Love Nike review. What, Alvin?
Groovy
contest. Oh shit, we didn't even talk about that. Damn.
So Groovy has revamped.
Are we doing this live?
What is Groovy?
Groovy is like an OG Toronto.
OG
Toronto sneaker store. Been around for 35 years. I remember when I first started getting into the game, visiting that store many times.
Yeah.
Were they the store on they're on Queen Street West?
With all the different cool colors of all
like,
the shit
they
have
so many
find.
Converse, yeah. so yes. many yeah. New
okay.
Balance.
So they're the ones
That's
with like
Groovy.
the wall of just Converse chucks.
Yeah,
Converse.
Yeah. Okay. I bought a bunch of your Converse from there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bought a ton of your Converse from there. Same. From back in the day.
I loved Converse.
Still do. But yeah, man, like it was a dope store back in the day. I feel like now they're trying to They've all, so when I was talking to them on the phone call,
so they hit us up.
We called, or I called. Mm-hmm. They saw themselves as a store that always made money, but now they're not just about the money. They want to be more involved into the community.
Mm-hmm. I love it,
which is dope because I mean, like with a store that's been around for that long, like.
You should already be
engrossed in it. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, now with all the social media, and if you're not really big on social media, you're not there. So they want help from us to help them get back out and get bigger within the community.
It'd be an honor to help.
Yeah. So the contest is...
That's a drum roll.
Yeah. Where's the horseshoe sound? There you go. Drum roll. So essentially, we're going to set something up where you can potentially win a free pair of the Golf Lifler
Chucks. One stars.
Yeah. Chuck, one stars.
Converse one stars. My bad.
In your size. Also depends on what colorways they would have in your size, but essentially it is still a free pair. And yeah, you can definitely look out for that on our Instagram, on both of our Instagrams, and
it'll likely be a tag three friends follow both accounts thing.
Yeah. Like the ones you like the content. Except you don't have to pay for when you win. Yeah. You win. You don't have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's a free pair.
So keep an eye out for that.
And it's Canada Got Soul X Groovy Shoes.
Sounds groovy, bro.
Yeah.
Really groovy, cool groovy Shoes.
Groovy Shoes Toronto.
T.O.?
Yeah.
T.O. Toronto.
Yeah. And their website's Groovy Shoes. CA.
Nice. Yes, keep an eye out. Groovy Shoes, shout out for shout out to you guys for hitting us up.
Yeah, man.
I'm so down to help.
Yeah.
You're dope.
And we could use their help.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, for Wank.
Sure, now, if you'd like to join us on True to Size, if you have any questions or suggestions for Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. You can find me at _spooner, no E. Arvin Baliut, where can they find you?
You could find me at A Baliut. That's ABALUYUT.
Joel Hernandez.
You can find me at JOD. Three O's, N-E-Y.
Jodney, Jody.
Jody out here, dog.
Underscore somewhere.
Jodney.
Just start typing in JO_D and then something will come up. Alvin Martinez, where can they find you, brother?
At MISTERQ and then Mart.
Lawrence, where are you at?
You can find me at El Twaggy Style.
That was so odd. I have no idea how to go off on that. You can find all of us at Canada Got Soul. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We are CGS. Fuck you guys. We are out.
Peace.
We go, bye.
Bye, Trudy.
15. Do you have faith in No Cop July?
Absolutely. No response.
No cup, no cup. I will not use any cups, Jill, for July.
Jill, do you believe in me for No Cop July? She's half asleep. Let's not ask her.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
All right.
She said no.
I know.
That's okay, bro.
I think I'm going to fail
no
too.
No stop July? No stop copping July?
No, man, because what's going to happen is you're just going to have an itch. And you're going to be like, KK, I'm not going to cop anything new,
yeah,
but I'm going to look for a grail. Those,
yeah.
That's why August is going to be a helicopter. August.
No cop July, 30 cop, 30 yeah. days August. Yeah.
Done.
One cop a day August.
Guaranteed after your first podcast in July,
yeah.
you're going to cop at least 4 pairs.
Fuck
yeah. At least 4.
Oh my God. Whatever, man. Whatever. No faith. No faith.
July.
Absolutely no faith.